Cleaning Nation, welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. As always, I want to take a quick moment, tell you you're awesome. Thank you for sharing the show, spreading the love, subscribing, rating, reviews, all the good stuff that you guys do to keep this show happening. Today, we are chatting with Cindy from Clean House Cincinnati. Believe it or not, she started in Cincinnati just 3 years ago, came out of the gate strong with 632 whole fat dollars, and over the last almost 3 years, she's grown to 13 employees, more than $25,000 a month of revenue. If you want to reach out to Cindy and her team, you can hold them at www.cleanhousecincinnati.com. Cindy, welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm glad to be here.
I am so glad to have you. I love the kind of little mini story we gave in the intro. So tell me, 3 years ago, did you, if you and I would have talked and after month one and your 632 whole fat dollars, if I said 2 years and 9 months or whatever it's been in the future, you're going to be doing $25,000 a month in revenue, would have you been angry? Would have you been shocked? Would have that been good news or bad? Talk to me.
I think I just would have, I don't know, I think I probably would have said, really? Okay. I would have probably been shocked and a little bit surprised. So, yeah. I started this because I had been a stay-at-home mom. And even though I have an undergraduate degree, I even have a fancy old MBA.
Woo!
I know. And I worked for a number of years before we decided to have me stay at home, which I totally do not regret. I love my daughters. We ended up getting a divorce, and so I had 3 years of spousal support to kind of help the kids get a little bit older, a little into school age, so that I could find a full-time job. Well, I could not find one. No one would return my calls or resumes or anything. I think we really do a disservice to parents when they stay home for a while. So I ended up deciding on a part-time job that would just be good for something fresh on the references, fresh on the resume. And I mean, some for the money, but more for references and resume. And I still could not find a full-time position that would pay more than $12 an hour. So I thought to myself, well, my mom's got a cleaning lady and she pays her $30 an hour. I'll just go clean houses. Those ladies make good money, right?
You don't even need an MBA to do that kind of math. You penciled that pretty quick.
You don't. But it's helpful. So I thought, so even 2 months before I did my first cleaning, I thought to myself, well, maybe I really need to look at this. And I called the first call I made was to my homeowner's insurance agent. And I said, hey, do you all do general liability insurance? Because I cannot afford to break a $2,000 base.
Sure.
And they said, yes, it was $374 for the year. I said, sign me up.
That sounds reasonable.
Absolutely. I said, that sounds great. Sign me up. So in January, I did my very first cleaning.
So January, we're recording October 2017. January of what year did you do your first cleaning?
2015.
Okay, cool.
Yep. Did my very first cleaning. And that month I made back about what I invested in a good vacuum and, you know, good mop and supplies. And then my second month I did over, I don't know, over 1400.
That's a big jump from month two.
It is. And then my third month, I can look at my list. My third month, I did. My second month, I did 19. No, that's right. I did about 1400. And then my third month, I did about 2400. And I said, I'm going to have to start telling people no or higher.
I'm glad you got to the or. That's good. Yeah. It would have been sad if you just stopped at telling people no. So go ahead.
Right. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to try it. What the heck? And I did. And here we are.
All right. One more question. Then we'll get to the coaching. Your story is just fascinating. So I've got a bunch of stuff. If we could go back. So let's say I'm going to ask you what you'd like to tell Lucinda 3 years ago, sitting on day one. What message do you have for her? And we'll let all the other Cindy's out there. And by the way, Cindy's actual name is Lucinda. She asked me to call her Cindy. So sorry if you're wondering if she's got two personalities. No, just two names. So if you were going to tell Cindy of yesteryear two things that you wouldn't have expected, the best thing, like, wow, this is better than I ever thought. And the worst thing, like, this sucks. I didn't see this coming. What would it be to young or 3 years younger Cindy?
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to say I did everything perfect, but I think all the mistakes that I made, I did learn from. I would just tell her, hang on, it's going to be fine.
Okay, cool. I like that. And then for everyone in the earlier stages, listen to your new friend, Cindy. Hang on. It's going to be fine. All right. Instead of grilling you for your story, which I really appreciate you sharing, let me see if I could add some value to your life, which is actually why you're here, as opposed to me beating you up for details. What's going on in your world? How can I help? What coaching can I give you today, young lady?
So what we do is mostly residential. And then our second biggest category is post-construction cleanings, although that's also in the residential realm. We do a little bit of commercial. I have two commercial accounts I've had for 2 years. They're both on the weekend, and I'm very lucky that I have people that can do them. But I have had, I did have a third weekend commercial, and it was just rough to find a good quality person on the weekend. I haven't really marketed too much to commercial because I've always been afraid they always want it done in the nights and weekends. And if somebody calls off, that means I would have to clean on the nights and weekends, and I don't want to do that. So my only recent idea was to maybe market to some churches. I thought those would be easier to clean during the week. So that's kind of where I am. If I want to really grow this business to my goals, then I know we're going to have a commercial be a bigger component than 2 out of my 125 clients.
What are your goals, by the way? Just so I can, that's okay. So if you want to grow this to your goals, you need to change. What are your goals?
Yep. I have, let's see, my goals for 2017, which is what we're in, is gross income of 300,000. And I don't know if we're going to hit it. We're probably going to hit 275 to 280, which isn't bad. 2018, my gross income goal is 425, and 2019, it's 550. So growing by about 100,000 or 125,000 a year, which is about what we've been doing. I would love to hit that $1 million mark, which that's $84,000 in cleanings a month, which is very difficult for me to wrap my brain around. But you know, that's like the big pie in the sky, and that would be great to hit.
All right. Well, I can help you get there, young lady. So a couple things. First and foremost, I get this a lot, and I did this. So I'm going to give you the old man Campion, super boring, but actually pretty profitable answer, if that's okay.
Yep.
Okay. So us entrepreneurs, which is absolutely what you are. I mean, I just could absolutely, I'm sure Clean Nation was listening to your story about I was doing this and I couldn't find a job. That's why I started a job, because I'm like, I can't get a job that I like. No one will hire me that's worth anything. So I had to go do my own thing. Which is great. So that entrepreneurial spirit is kind of what runs this country. So I am all for it. Love it. That same entrepreneurial spirit is the one that says, if I'm doing this, I should do that. If I'm doing residential, I should do commercial. If I'm doing one location, I should do two, and I'll be regional and global and take over the world. All that stuff's fine. Nothing wrong with any of it. The only problem is oftentimes that's not the best way to get to our goal. So we have goals of this, but then we pick a strategy of that. That will get us to different goals, but not the same goal that we've got. So if your goal's growth, top line revenue growth, which it sounds like it is, and those are very reasonable, by the way, I love that you've got it kind of charted out. The best way you're going to do that is by focusing. Okay. You're in Cincinnati. What's the population of Cincinnati?
The greater Cincinnati, you know, Cincinnati and its surrounding suburbs is, I think, upwards of almost 3 million.
3 million. Okay. How many, let's say that's, I'm just going to make this up. I don't know. 1 million households. Is that a reasonable expectation?
Probably.
Okay. Yeah. And let's say we only want the top 20%, right? Everyone else is too poor. We don't want renters. So 80%, we're just going to throw out the window. They're not for us. We only want higher house values, married couples, people to own their own house, all that good stuff. So we go from.
Well, hold on a second. Here's where I might be a little different. I might want more like the top third to top 50% of households.
I said the top 20%. So I'm being even more strict. You're saying I'll throw out a half or two thirds. I'm saying let's throw out 80%. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So 3 million, we figured that's 1 million households. We're throwing out 80%. That only leaves 200,000, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've got my little calculator in front of me. Is $250 a month a fair average for you? I figure biweekly, 200, 250.
That's about right.
Okay.
Maybe 200.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's call it 200. Make life easy. All right. So if you want to do $84,000 a month, right? Divided by $200, that's 420 customers. Fair?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've said your target market is 200,000.
Right.
So 420 divided by 200,000. So you need a market penetration of 0.002%. not 2%, not 0.02%, 0.002%. So what I hear you saying is, to get to my goal, I need more customers. I don't have enough. 200,000. Right. How am I, on God's green earth, how am I going to get 400 of these people to say yes to me? I've got to add commercial. That's crazy talk, right? That's just crazy. So we don't need to add more customers. We need to get better at creating a system to onboard the customers that we have. So what happens is people don't have good systems. They're like, well, I just put out an ad on Facebook, or I did some flyers, or I go door to door, whatever my thing is. And that thing has only gotten me to whatever their plateau is. So the answer must be, I need different customers. Well, no, you're just going to have to start all over, because commercial customers have different pains, different needs, different cleaning equipment, different chemicals, different marketing ways. Everything's different. Different schedules, as you mentioned. So I'm going to answer your question, but I would really encourage you, if you just want to add $100,000 of revenue per month, or get to 420, you know, I would figure out how many clients you need. I promise you, in Cincinnati, based on the numbers you give me, you have way more than enough. Focus on that as opposed to going wider. So you're like, hey, I want to dig 10 foot deep holes. I'm suggesting you dig 100 foot hole. That's where the oil is, deeper down, not spread out. Is that a fair concept?
It is true. And I agree with that. As I have grown, though, beyond one, and this is just my one little caveat, and maybe there's a way for me to do, I don't know. Anyway, so as I've grown, for example, when I'm ready for a new cleaner, I need to find him or her. They need to probably put, which takes a couple weeks. They need to put in notice at their current job, which takes a couple weeks. Then they need to get here, and then we need to train them, which takes a week or two. So I do have to, I have learned how to sort of feel like, okay, it's time to start looking. So I've got that, or, you know, that belly, okay, it's time to start looking feel, which is good. The only thing is, when I bring new people on, I might not have 30 or 35 hours a week of work for them to do, because I'm still building their clientele. The advantage to having at least a few, not necessarily a huge amount, but a few commercial gigs is, A, I can get them hours right away, because I can slide them into the commercial gigs. The commercial gigs are less sensitive as to which of my cleaners come, whereas our residential cleaners, the way I do it is, I do solo cleaners, the same cleaner every time. So you feel like you have the trusted housekeeper that you want, with the company benefit that you need, like insurance, workers' comp, backup. So with my residential side, they really want the same cleaner every time. But commercial, it just adds, it gives me a little bit of flexibility in terms of training and hours. Does that make sense?
It does. It just, I would disagree.
Okay.
If I'm hiring somebody for 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and then I tell them, well, if you want hours, you got to clean at night, that's very confusing. Hire the people. And for, I have a couple things I would encourage on. And this is all, I've been talking about a lot about the Clean Profit Method I just outlined, because all of the stuff is covered in that. This would be step 7 and step 8, applicant avalanche, and how to have a blue collar bullpen. So first and foremost, that gut feeling you have of it's time to hire, that should be all the time. We need systems that are constantly bringing in qualified applicants to us in an automated way. So it shouldn't be, oh crap, I need to hire. We should always be bringing in people. Way you never have that, I'm 3 weeks away, because you're exactly right. You assess the problem properly. I just disagree with your solution. The problem is, if you want to get good people, so here's what happens, and you're already ahead of the curve, Cindy, in that you understand the time frame, so you are planning ahead. What most people do is, crap, my best employee left. I need someone tomorrow. If I don't get them, I'm going to clean or have to piss off an employee and not show up. So I will hire this warm body that's sitting across from me that I know in my heart is not the right fit, but they said they'll show up, so I'm going to hire them. And then that creates chaos, and it's a spiral. The solution to that is to plan ahead. Understand that if you want a fully trained, ready-to-go employee today, you need to start that process 2 months ago. Because you're going to have to find them, and then you're going to have to apply, and then you have to have an interview, and then you have to train, and that guy's going to quit, and you're going to replace with somebody else, and that takes time. So you nailed the problem perfectly. That's exactly right. The only thing is, the solution isn't. So when I get that tingling, my spider sense goes off, which isn't really reliable, we move to, we're always hiring. We always have an influx of people, especially if we're growing. So that's the only caveat I would make on that. The second thing is, we're always top grading, right? So if you've got 13 employees and you get 3 people that want to start, you start them. If people get less hours, so be it. I don't have any full-time employees or any full-time cleaners when I would do cleaning. They're all part-time. So they all are somewhere between 15 and 25 hours per week, maybe 30 at the top end. All that happens is if we have 13 people and we hire two more people, the two new people are going to be slow anyway. Everybody moves from 22 hours to 21 hours and it accommodates the rest of the people. And guess what? If the two new people are rocks or suck, well, then they leave and everything goes back to normal. If they're rock stars, the people at the bottom of the pile leave, right? We don't care. Like, well, Joan's been here for 6 months. Doesn't matter if Joan sucks and Bill just showed up and Bill's killing it. Bill stays, Joan goes. So we're constantly top grading. So as you're adding, you don't just, it's not first in, first out. It's like, well, you got hired last and we don't have enough work, so you got to go. It's, well, we don't have enough work, so the worst employee has to go. So you're constantly top grading and upgrading your team and holding them accountable, right? They know there's a line of people behind them that want in. So that's the solution to that. That doesn't have anything to do with commercial, saying, hey, instead of top grading, I'm going to have you work in the middle of the night doing a very different job than I told you you're going to do, only for a couple months until I sell more stuff. And then we're going to switch you jobs to working in the middle of the day and I'm going to have to retrain you. That's, you're making it even more chaotic. So the right answer is let's really be experts at commercial or really be experts at residential. Realize they're very different businesses. People are like, but they're both cleaning. It's the same thing. No, it's not. Detailing is different than washing dogs, which is different than commercial cleaning, which is different than power washing, right, which is different than, there's a lot of different nuance. So if you truly want to grow fast, narrow laser-like focus is what is going to get you growth, not diffused light, which is we're pretty good at residential and commercial and we'll do some dog washing and we'll do, you know, whatever. That would be like me going, hey, I'll coach your cleaning company. I'll coach your guitar manufacturing company. I'll coach your kid in Little League. Anything that has the word coach, it's all the same thing. I can do it. I'm not Mike's right. cleaning company, which wouldn't grow fast. I'm growing my cleaning company where I can be kind of a celebrity, a big name in a tiny little universe, right? If I was just Mike's coaching, no one would have heard of me and no one has heard of me. But if you're an owner of a cleaning company, there's a 50-50 chance you know who this guy is and know, like, and trust him at least a little bit. We want the same thing for you, where there's a 50-50 chance if you're a homeowner and you got to pick your niche, right? If it's going to be older retired folks, great. If it's going to be, you know, $500,000 houses or $1 million houses and up, dual income married people with kids and pets, great. Whatever it is, you're going to pick your niche, but you want to be famous in that niche. So if I make $150,000 a year, I own an $800,000 house, I'm married, my wife and I both work, and we have at least two kids and two pets. Say there's only 50,000 of those in Cincinnati. You want all 50,000 of them to know who you are, right? It's a lot easier than two of those know who you are and six business owners know who you are and five of these and two of these, all that sort of stuff. All right. And rant over. Does that answer your question?
It is. No, it's good. Yep.
Okay, cool. Well, hey, I'm going to take a break because I've just been yakking at the mouth and I want to hear some of your wisdom. We're going to hit the lightning round. Three quick questions. You're going to give three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Hire slow, fire fast.
Yes, yes, 1,000 times yes. For all of those who are like, I don't know, gonna say it again. Hire slow, yes. Fire fast. Hired 100 or fired 100 people or more. I've hired hundreds, fired probably 100. Zero of those 100 did I go, dang it, I should have waited. Not one. Not one time. Like, I should have waited. I should have given another 2 weeks. I'd say 80 of them or 80%, I said, I knew I should have done that 2 weeks ago and I just didn't have the intestinal fortitude. And even worse, the employees come to me like, oh, thank God. It was about time we got rid of Cindy. What happened? I'm like, why didn't you tell me that a month ago, for crying out loud? So, yeah, sorry, Cindy, but you got to go. Yep. I've known it for a while. Yep. It's been 18 minutes. It's too much. I'm going to have to fire you as my guest. All right. Question number two. What's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business? Maybe we can learn from you.
I am pretty much fairly good at marketing. One of the biggest mistakes I made early on, and if this is the biggest one I make, I'm okay with that, by the way.
Sure.
It was my first year. I was about months 9, 10, and 11, I think. So September, October, November of me being in business. I advertised.
Hold on real quick. I got to say something. For those of you listening, Cindy, if you notice, has been very meticulous about what she did. It was these 3 months I advertised in this thing. This is my revenue. Cindy's a pretty successful, being less than 3 years already breaking that 250,000 mark. I have a feeling if I talk to her in a year or two, she's gonna be at 500. That ties very directly to this meticulous record keeping, to be able to say month one I did $646 or whatever it was. Here's where I'm at now. October, November, December, I did this advertising campaign with this result. Cindy's kind of saying it like it's a natural thing, because to her it is. For Cleaning Nation, pick up on that. That is what successful people do. If I ask you, what's your revenue? You're like, I don't know, a chunk of money, 3 pounds of money? Like, no, let's be specific. So I sorry to cut you off, Cindy. You were just saying some really good stuff and I want people to miss the value. Go ahead.
Good. Yeah. So, there was my first year, and it was September, October, November that I agreed to do this 3 month trial. It's in our Reach magazine, which is sort of like a monthly, all the coupons from your Chinese restaurants and your Domino's pizza and whatever, right?
So sad you weren't working with me at that time. We could have saved you a lot of headache, but go ahead. Because already I'm like, oh, I don't like where this is going, but go ahead.
Yeah. So the first month I did maybe three areas. It cost me about $2,000. And I got a decent response. I got probably 10 or 15 clients. And then
Hold on. Now you're pissing me off, Cindy.
No.
Hold on.
Response for what I anticipated.
Well, real quick. First of all, this is back. Sounds like you're probably doing less than $10,000 a month, and you invested $2,000 in growing your business. I love that. So many people get in the cleaning business because I get in for nothing. You can, but if you want to be successful, it might cost you a little more than nothing. That's the first piece. The second piece is 15 clients, 15 recurring clients, one-time clients. Tell me about the quality of these clients.
Yeah. So they were recurring. And by the way, after this little trial run, I really honed in on what I did. Believe me, I learned.
Well, just so we know, because again, we're running out of time, but I want to hit this. 15 clients, what's an average recurring client for you?
Only $200 of revenue a month.
Okay. How long do they stay on average?
Oh, at least a year.
All right. Yeah. So $200 times 12 months, that's $2,400. Fair?
Right.
Okay.
But it's not really $24.
Hold on. We'll get there. I've done this. I've been down this rodeo once or twice. I've only coached hundreds of you guys.
Right.
So 2,400. Let's say you didn't get 15. Let's say you only got 10. That's 24,000, right?
Yeah.
Let's say you got to give half of it to the cleaners, right? You don't get to keep all that. You have cost of goods sold. That leaves you with a $12,000 ROI on a $2,000 investment. And I understand you have to wait a year to get that ROI. But I'm still thinking, I was not a fan of that mailer. But all of a sudden now I'm like, I don't know, Cindy, that unless I'm missing something, $12,000 gross profit on a $2,000 investment sounds like a win. If that's your biggest mistake, woo, you're doing good. What am I missing?
No, that's not quite my biggest mistake. Here's the problem. So the first month, like I said, the response was decent.
Sure.
The second month I said, let's throw caution to the wind. I still had so much room on the credit card. I just didn't know what to do with. And I spent like, I think $5,000.
Okay.
And did the whole greater Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky area.
Okay.
And I still maybe only got like 25 calls.
Okay. Well, again, I'd still look at the return on that investment from a lifetime customer value, but I still like that. I'm telling you, so many people do stupid stuff like, I tried that and it didn't work and now I don't advertise. So I love that. I would have probably gone a little cautiously, and that's not the modality I would have had you go in, but that's what we got to do, right? I wish I could say, oh yeah, if you come with me and be one of my clients, you'll never waste another dollar in advertising. Bull crap. Like, we're just going to hit your batting average is going to go way up, right? But you still got to strike out. So I love that you got it. You're like, that was a strikeout. All right. Sorry. You're trying to answer my question. I won't shut up for 2 seconds. So the biggest mistake, it sounds like, was an advertising thing that went fairly well. You doubled down. It didn't go quite much better.
Yeah, it didn't go quite much better, A. And B, I didn't have the cleaners to be able to handle all the new business. And a lot of them, by the way, I should backtrack. I think the second month, a lot of them, by the way, were more like cheap people. And then a lot of times when they started asking me about our fee, you know, our hourly fee, which at the time was 30, they said, oh, no, my girlfriend Gertrude told me I should only pay $12 an hour to have my house cleaned.
Which the proper answer to that is, good, get Gertrude out here cleaning tomorrow, for crying out loud. All right,
right.
I'm going to move it along just because we're going long and I want to make sure I get the third answer. Yep. One idea, something quick, easy to implement that Cleaning Nation can implement that will improve their lives and their business just a little bit. Something easy to implement, go.
Yep. So the thing that I do every day, and I have done since day one, and is totally free to do, I do three things. Number one, I get up and we do a good cleaning. If you can do a fantastic cleaning, that's better. But do a good cleaning every time, every day. Do a good cleaning and you'll be fine. Number two, be trustworthy. So if you accidentally break something, tell the homeowner. If you've, remember to lock up. Don't steal their shit, you know? Be trustworthy. So good quality.
Hold on. I got to write that down. I've got to integrate that into my training. Don't steal clients' items. All right, go ahead.
I literally had that in my training manual. Don't steal their shit. And then the third thing is be reliable. If you say you'll be back every other Wednesday at 9, just be back every other Wednesday at 9. If you do those three things, which are free, good quality, trustworthy, and reliable, you will do great.
First of all, couldn't agree. Cindy, you nailed it. Second of all, sad state of affairs. We've got to tell human beings, don't lie, cheat, and steal, right? Just do what you say you're going to do. If you say you're going to clean good, clean well. If you say you're not going to steal their things, don't steal their thing. Like, so simple. And you're like, you can crush it in business if you just don't lie, cheat, or steal. It's that bad of a universe we live in. Cindy, I love your vibe. I love your story. Thank you for sharing with us and being so transparent, the goods and the bads. I appreciate you. I know Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to get Cindy's show notes page and get information on the Clean Profit Method, we just released it. It is by far the most I priced it so everybody can afford it. It's $47 a month. It's everything you need to grow your cleaning company. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com. There's everything you need to grow your company right there, free and otherwise. Check it out. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.